You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. A year later, many survivors of devastating Hill Country floods are still seeking help to process what they lived through. TPR's Jack Morgan reports.
Diana Gutierrez is the Assistant Director of Emotional Support, a downtown Kerrville nonprofit that provides free counseling.
We had just gotten a mobile van the weekend before, so we took it out. They could do counseling on site.
The need was so great that the organization had to think creatively.
We went and bought rain boots and went out and helped the people out of the camps. We went out to hunt. We went out to Center Point Comfort.
Gutierrez says many of the people she's counseled over the past year lost their homes and are still working through the trauma of the flood. I'm Jack Morgan in Kerrville.
Toyota is making a major investment in San Antonio. The automaker announced it will spend $3.6 billion to expand its Southside manufacturing campus and add a second vehicle assembly line for the Toyota Tacoma. The project is expected to create 2,000 new jobs and add more than 2.5 million square feet to the plant by 2030. Tacoma production will gradually move from Toyota's facility in Mexico to San Antonio over the next 4 years. The plant currently builds Tundra trucks and Sequoia SUVs and employs about 6,000 workers. The Board of Trustees at San Antonio's Judson ISD approved a change to the district's dress code that advocates say could be discriminatory towards Black students. TPR's Camille Phillips reports.
Judson's dress code has been updated to say, quote, hair must be neat and clean, and that hairstyles and or hair colors that are considered by school administration to be distracting are prohibited. Princess Jefferson is a fellow with the advocacy group Texas Appleseed. She says the policy is vague and subjective and wanted to know who decides what it means to be neat.
I think that we train our principals well enough to know that you don't take that step unless it is hindering the educational environment, if it is a safety issue.
District administrators said the decision is up to school principals who are trained to avoid bias. Only two of the 12 principals at Judson's high schools and middle schools are Black. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
Texas is one of at least 17 states affected by an intestinal parasite known as Cyclospora. The parasite is bred through contamination of several raw food sources. Catherine Troisi, a professor of epidemiology at UT Health School of Public Health, spoke with the Texas Standard to discuss ways to reduce the chances of getting sick.
Wash fruit and vegetables under running water. It may help to use a little bit of lemon juice or vinegar, something acidic, to wash the fruits and vegetables.
Troisi says the intestinal bug is rarely contagious and not fatal. Antibiotics can treat the illness. A new section of Enchanted Rock State Natural Area is opening to the public today. TPR's Corey Cook has more.
The new backcountry area opens this morning for self-guided day use. Visitors will hike about 2 miles from park headquarters to reach the new section, which park officials describe as rugged and best suited for experienced hikers. Superintendent Doug Cochran says future phases will include easier access and expanded amenities. New trail maps for the expansion are available online and at the Enchanted Rock headquarters. Backcountry hours are 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and hikers are encouraged to bring water, sun protection, snacks, and a cell phone because of the summer heat and limited shade. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio. I'm Marianne Navarro.